It's crazy. Dreams amaze me. Strange dreams, love dreams, hate dreams. Don't wanna know when I'm awake.
Dream, I felt exactly like I was him, and the feeling was strangely familiar. One of those that you can never forget, even if you're sad in the end. Sinful, daunted, and left alone in disgrace. I know that would have been my case if I hadn't braced myself for the moment of truth. I woke up and had to choose. Woke up and had to choose. Happily the choice was easy, and my common sense too busy trying to figure out where truth begins. I choose not to be afraid to be great, not to be late to cross any gate that opens only once in a lifetime. There's usually no time to think twice. I choose to go three times when no one ever goes at any time. Four times or even more, I want to make sure if I can lift my body above the floor. I know it's not impossible. I choose not to hesitate to go straight. If a friend leads me astray, I'll tell him to go away. There's no other way, innit? There's no other way. More or less, one big mess. The dream came to an end, got lost, but not without a trace upon my face. I'm aware of who I am, and who I'd rather be. That's it.
Person I was, it gets kinda scary. Yes, because reliving some past situations can get kinda painful. Those days full of no inspiration, looking at the future with great hesitation. And then suddenly I awaken in a cold sweat, thinking, damn, sleep really is the cousin of death, just like my man Nas said. But I don't let it get to my head like brand new. Instead, get out of bed for some canned brew. Afterwards, feeling brand new, put on some Badu and go back to the land of snooze. Put on some Badu and go back to the land of snooze.